Fire and Ice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about it?
The hot and the cold rule the landscape. We're on day two of rainfalls likes unknown. God knows whenever this strategy will be done with. This is my captain's log. You'll find it in a desk on level 3. And soon you will find out my fate. Keep picking up those tapes.
What?
Hi, welcome to Where Do We Begin?
And this is the cold open.
You know, I was gonna critique Log and be like, where are you going with this? But then I remember what I was gonna do, and I was just gonna go.
And now we get to have
screech like a monkey.
Now
we get to have both. So yeah. Anyways,
battle of the openings
time. Go down the list on this channel. So
what?
Balp should start.
Wait. Balp. Well, normally I go first.
Yeah, but we should go down the list on the channel because that makes sense.
Well, okay. Well, Balp, go then. Introduce yourself.
Do the monkey thing again.
No, he already did that once. It's okay.
I'm gonna edit this shit out. I'm Balp. Hello.
I'm Kerr. Hello.
Yeah, that's me. That's Log.
Hey, I'm Mira. I'm new here. I've never been on the podcast before.
Not true. I'm Trog.
And yeah. This is Where Do We Begin?
And it's never been more true than now.
episode 53.
Damn.
Congrats.
I'm surprised that I remember
that.
That
was a question.
Oh.
It was a quiz?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a quiz and not me opening up my file explorer to see how many episodes we have.
I wonder what other ways you can quantify this amount. Like, if you save all the Where Do We Begins onto a flash drive, does the flash drive get heavier with all the data? How many megabytes is it?
Let me check the folder. We have, including bonus episodes, we have... Let me see how big the folder is.
I think that storage devices should get heavier with more data on them.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't they, though?
If you include bonus episodes, we are at 4.5 gigabytes worth of episodes.
Nice. How many hours do you think?
Hell if I know.
We can probably fill up an entire Nintendo 3DS cartridge.
Well, if we're at 53, I'm going to say there's got to be at least 60 hours, right? That's probably undershooting it because our episodes are, on
usually
average, longer. Yeah, longer than an hour.
Yeah.
It
so
happens.
Basically, if you're ever stuck in solitary confinement, you know what to do.
Yeah, turn this on.
It won't drive you crazy.
Yeah,
it'll drive you happy.
You better hope that you're out of confinement in 3 days.
How come it's always drive you crazy, but it's never, like, drive you happy or drive you sad?
There's drive you to drink.
Drive me smiles.
But that's also bad.
Driving me crazy.
No.
Why don't
positive.
You, why don't you drive me to the theme park for once?
Yeah, why? I just drive me to joy. I want everybody listening to this... Find somebody that's meaningful in your life and drive them to happiness today when you're listening to this.
Sure. What would you define that as?
Where is that?
Spread a little positivity.
Drive them to laughs and giggles.
I hope this podcast drives you to laugh.
You drive me to wink.
Yeah, I think we've done that. We've accomplished that job quite well also already. But anyways, back to the discussion. So, does having stuff saved on a hard drive make it heavier?
No, it's a hard drive. A hard drive is, like, already full of possibilities. The data just tells it which ones and zeros are flipped.
Because, yeah, my thought is that, yeah, the magnetic modifications to the disk, the platter, wouldn't affect the weight. But in my mind, I always think, well, there's more on it, so there should be some more weight.
Whenever
my little container for my earbuds is almost out of power, and then I plug it in and charge it back to full, and then I hold it in my hand, I feel like it's heavier. It's got to be heavier with all that electricity.
But is that the weight of, like, actual physical weight, or is that the weight of, like, vibes, you know? Because now it's giving, like, vibes of, like, being full and energetic, and you're picking up
on those
vibes.
How many vibes are in your HD drive?
I don't know. My earbud container probably doesn't have vibes, but I do feel like it should be heavier.
I think that I feel like this is, like, getting into the physics side, but I'm pretty sure information, like, didn't they prove that information has mass or something?
Yeah.
Has, like, something to do with entropy or something.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that shit. But
I'm just saying.
I'm going
to
get the smart
notes. Not to a degree that matters to the human.
Right, not something that's, like, perceptible, but...
I think a great idea for Saw 11 is if, somebody that runs a Pirate Bay-type website gets put in the Saw trap, and he's, like, stuck under the weight of, like, a couple of hard drives. And Jigsaw comes in and is like, every minute we will download everything that you've ever hosted on your pirate website onto these hard drives. And then it just gets heavier and heavier until it crushes his rib cage.
All right, I'm looking it up right now.
Uh-huh.
Storing a 1 instead of a 0 requires storing an electric charge. And an electron has a very small amount of weight. So a full hard drive does weigh more than an empty hard drive.
Oh, that's not crazy. Okay.
But not enough to, like, to notice it unless
but
you
not,
have
not,
a
not,
mega
that's
scale.
All that's all you have to say. Not enough.
Nah, I can notice.
Well,
I can notice.
What that means? That just means that Log has, like, insane, like, perception.
We need to get some of that heavy electricity.
Well, let me put it into perspective. According to this, it says that 1 gigabyte of flash memory, completely filled, weighs 729 femtograms more than that same memory filled with zeros. It appears that a femtogram is like 1 quadrillionth of a kilogram. So,
well, you know what I think that means? I think Log's ability to sense weight changes is just that intense.
I think we could be able to break into a new market if we were able to come up with designer electricity that was heavier or lighter.
I think if you could sense a weight change like that, a high pressure system blowing in would feel like you're being crushed to death.
I think if we came to the market with, like, purple electricity that was a little heavy, there'd be a couple of billionaires that would be buying us out.
What's the difference?
It's
purple
heavy.
And a little heavy.
Yeah, it's got that weight to it. It's like how the stupid fucks were so into their tungsten blocks and stuff.
Ooh.
People love the weight. The weight signifies class and status. So that's what we need. We need heavy electricity.
We should start handing out lead to all of them.
Yeah, they should start drinking. They should start drinking heavy water.
Seeing electricity in real life is always on two ends of the spectrum. It's either, like, really cool or about to kill you. There's no in between. You don't just casually see electricity. It's always
it can be both.
It's always a device that is designed to show you electricity, like a plasma ball or like a. Like a Faraday cage or whatever? No, wait, not Faraday cage. Tesla coil, thank you.
There you go.
Like, those are cool, but the other side of the coin is, like, exposed live wiring, a telephone line dropped into a puddle of water, a fiber optic cable or whatever that's broken.
Those are cool to look at, too, if you're just careful.
Yeah, a taser.
That's why Wayne's not here. He got struck by lightning or some shit.
Damn.
He got struck by lightning shit. And then they tased his balls.
On camera.
Into a puddle with a wire in it.
Yeah, this all happened at the same time. It was very tragic. But I hear he's going to be better, and it might have given him superpowers.
Yeah,
we don't know yet.
It'll make him really cool.
Superheroes are so dumb nowadays. I think it's because we know too much science. Like, we know that getting bit by a radioactive spider.
It's because they haven't been creating electric superheroes lately.
Not since Static Shock.
We were on a good tear for a short while there. We had the first X-Men movie came out. What was it, Halle Berry a Storm?
Mm-hmm.
She was awesome. Mm-hmm. And they had Static Shock, very cool, good cartoon. And then there was kind of a dearth. There's kind of a blank spot. We kind of have Thor. His electric powers are kind of off to the side. He's mostly throwing a hammer.
Yeah, that's just a white guy with a hammer. That's not like electric powers.
I could find that
in Home Depot.
We can count that as like a 50%. But yeah, there's kind of been not enough cool electric superheroes, and so they're starting to suck.
Who's that one guy who was, like, sucking on the cables and stuff? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Street Fighter?
No.
Yeah, that guy's
no,
from
no,
Street
no, no.
Fighter.
Not Damned. No. Oh, from, like, Spider-Man or some shit.
There Electro? Was a guy
Electro?
Like,
yeah,
oh,
him.
Yeah, Electro!
Well, yeah, that's a villain. But okay. Also, Electro was in the Spider-Man movie that nobody likes.
I see.
But then he was in the one that everybody does like. So
I have kind of an esoteric question, but follow me here. Mm. What's something that's happened in your life that if reality was cooler, it should have given you some kind of superpower?
See, that's Ooh. Bad because I think mine would have turned me into a villain.
Oh, really? What happened?
The nature of it all. Whenever I was a little kid, I was at the store. And like a industrial size can of tomato paste fell directly on my face.
Wait, it would have given you like tomato powers?
It might have turned me into like the can man or
the
something.
Can human. You can can anything?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would be the can.
I would be able to can anybody.
I think it would be what's inside the can. I think you'd get tomato-based abilities.
No. I like logs of the can fruit. He can like. Compress anything and store it in a can. Perfect.
Maybe it would turn you Italian.
This happened at a young formative age, so it could have done anything in the world of a superhero.
It's true.
He'd be half man, half Italian.
What would all those TVs falling on me have done to me?
A what?
Huh?
When did TVs fell on you?
Multiple times.
You would die.
Multiple times?
Did you ever see those?
Yes.
You'd become Flat Stanley.
How does it wait? No. What kind of TV?
CRTs. Like
I mean, it must have been a CRT if he was a kid.
You know that video where it tells you to secure like a cabinet or a TV falls on the baby? Basically
go,
like that.
Oh, shit!
And then it explodes.
Basically like that, except it didn't crush me. It was just like...
That's just hurt. Crazy.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not enough to stop me from putting it back.
Were you just strolling on up there and just like yanking
what
the TV
you,
off?
What were you doing? Like, you,
I don't know. It was like, this was over 25 years ago, dude. I don't know what I was doing.
He was trying to blue skidoo into the TV.
You're like, oh, this TV fell on me. Anyway, I'm gonna climb back onto the dresser and start rocking it. OSHA tells me not to.
Yeah, OSHA, the childhood OSHA.
All those pamphlets kids are being handed of workplace safety.
Kid OSHA.
Yo, what would OSHA for kids?
It would say like, don't eat little berries that you pick off
mouth.
A bush.
I think that's child services. I think child services is kid OSHA.
Whenever I was a kid,
that's different.
I'm gonna do a call out here. Call out for my mom when I was 2 years old.
Oh,
it's okay because she's never gonna listen to this, but. My mom, when I was very young, 2 years old, toddler age, she left a hair straightener, like one of the.
Ooh,
or, I'm sorry, no, a hair
no.
a hair curler, a hair curler.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The old kind of hair curler, you know, the ones that like get really hot and then you clamp your hair in them. She left one on the counter in the bathroom, And I don't remember this happening because I was that young, but apparently I was like, I could ambulate enough to walk into the bathroom and pull the cord off of the counter and drop it on my head. So I burnt. I got hit in the head as a kid with a hot iron, basically. So I think that would give me something.
Hot iron, man.
That's
hot iron, man.
That's three of us in here so far. Who's gotten hit in the head.
Yeah, let's put a stop to is there anybody here who hasn't had something fall on them? Then we might be able to get a unique power here. We might be able to get somebody who is a hero instead of a villain.
Balp, did you have something dropped on your head as a kid?
It would explain a lot.
You don't think so? Maybe Balp could be the control then. He's the one of us that didn't have something dropped on them.
I had a rock dropped on my head.
Great. You already had TVs dropped on your head.
I just remembered the rock, though.
That's not fair. You can't have two powers.
I wonder why you didn't remember the rock at first.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah, like imagine if Spider-Man got bit by like a radioactive bat afterwards.
He wouldn't be both.
Nobody would believe that.
You ever heard of Blackbeard? I can have two powers.
Damn.
It's not allowed.
Facts, honestly. I don't remember if anything fell on my head, but it's very possible that I did. I was the one doing the falling. One time I tried to go up a wooden staircase while wearing roller skates and on the phone with my dad. That wasn't great. And then another time I fell down the stairs. I was walking up the stairs. My dad had this like apartment in Belgium that was like very modern and very fancy, and it had one of those staircases that's just planks like sticking out of the wall. No rail.
No.
And I was like 7 or 8 steps up. I was holding this big thing of Gatorade, and I just fell right off the side and snapped my collarbone in half.
Oh, ooh, my god.
Ow.
Yeah,
and then you got Gatorade powers, right?
Those look...
No, and then I ate an entire box of popsicles to soothe the pain. So maybe that's my power.
The master of ice.
When I was a kid, I ate too many strawberry Pop-Tarts and threw up, so maybe I'd have Pop-Tart powers.
When I was a kid, I remember eating a lot of those no-fat chips made with Olestra and having diarrhea.
You got Olestra powers? What a short end of the stick.
Oh, it's Olestra.
I think everyone did. I think everyone did, and no one talks about it because it's such a like national tragedy that no one wants to actually remember.
We've pushed that to the back of the collective subconscious.
Yeah, that was a thing, and then no one wants to talk about it.
What was
the
thing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Olestra chips.
I don't know what those are.
90s, early 2000s.
Oh, you don't remember?
You definitely ate them. Everyone ate them.
No, I didn't live in America in the 90s.
Oh, you know what? That is true. You might have actually... You actually dodged them. Yeah. Basically, they invented these chips that were like... These are like... low fat chips, like no, like isn't that awesome? Like low fat chips, like is that that's crazy? That's because they were frying them in a new kind of oil called Olestra. That basically it was low fat because your body couldn't digest it. But if you're eating oil that your body can't digest, where does it go? Question mark.
I mean, hey man,
it comes out the other end.
You so just grease in the system.
Everyone was eating these chips going like, oh man, these chips give me, oh man, I'm getting diarrhea. And then continuing to eat chips. And then at some point they got phased out because people realized like, oh, these just give you diarrhea.
Maybe yeah. This was a good idea that society wasn't ready for.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because it was kind of a double whammy because that was also back in the time when like everybody was convinced that fat was bad. Which it's not. It's actually very important. It's one of the three macronutrients that your body needs a certain amount of to continue functioning properly. So it was like anti-fat, and so they just invented a chemical that cooked like fat, but your body just didn't process
it
at all.
Yeah.
It just made you shit.
It was oily cardboard, I guess.
Basically.
There are people out there who, like, their job is to just, like, sit in a lab and, like, make a new chemical.
Yeah, they're just fucking around.
I can't picture that.
Yeah.
Well, normally they come up with something that they want to accomplish and then make a chemical that does that. They weren't a bunch of scientists sitting around like, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if we made something that made everybody shit and fart all the time?
They did it as a prank.
The work of a researcher, like especially like a food scientist, that's got to be something else. Like, are they like a separate entity that gets contracted by companies to invent new chemicals that are useful? Or does like Lay's and Nabisco and stuff just have these scientists?
I think the companies have the scientists, right?
I think a little column A, little a column B.
I think they have people that go out to like kindergartens and ask the kids, "What would your favorite food ever be?" And then whatever bullshit the child thinks up, they're like, "That's it. That's next on the list."
All right, well, let's get on that. All right, class, what is your favorite food? Like, what is the favorite food of the future that you want?
Yeah.
I want dwagon meat. All right.
All right, well. It.
Well, I want to eat a dinosaur.
Fuck, they told me they weren't going to say this.
No. Well, we have these chicken nuggets. We can make them look like dinosaurs.
No, and we'll tell them it's dinosaur.
No, yeah. Let's be real. Every kid wants a berry that makes you good at Fortnite.
Yeah, that's... That's
slurp
true.
Juice. They want real slurp juice.
They want slurp juice, but real.
Yeah, they can only think in the concept of drinks now.
They want slurp juice. They want a chemical that makes you good at Fortnite.
I feel like
Adderall.
I feel like future children would be like very receptive to things like Soylent and everything. But the problem is, simultaneously, the word soy has been kind of transformed into something that nobody will associate with.
Yeah, merged with the word boy usually.
So you need to come up with a new name for Soylent, and then that'll probably be a hit with the kids.
Meal.
Just talking about food, I apologize if we've discussed this on the podcast before, because I feel like maybe I can never remember the conversations I have if they're podcast or not. But have I ever talked about how mad the food pyramid makes me that we had growing up? That shit is insane. Can you go look up like 90s food pyramid?
Yeah,
especially
we
if you're
fucked.
Younger. If you're like under 20, go look up like 90s food pyramid and just look. Look at the insanity that they wanted. I'm looking at one right now. Bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. You know how much this says you're supposed to eat per day?
A fistful.
6 to 11 servings of bread every single day. This is what they're trying to tell you is healthy? What the fuck? This was like insane. Like, why did anybody think that this was okay?
I don't remember what servings that they would say. It was always just like in relation to how much your hand could hold. It was always like, you want to eat a fistful of eat a fistful of corn. You want to eat a fistful of this dairy product.
Yeah, you really could tell like who gave them the like who lobbied the hardest looking at that food pyramid.
Yeah, and I remember the other thing about it was like Yeah, it was like, have 20 loaves of bread a day, but then you can only have 1 cube of sugar per week.
It's just really bad.
This pyramid, I'm looking at the same one that Trog is looking at, and like, the very top of it is fats, oils, and sweets, right? They illustrate this with little triangles and little dots, so there's little specks all up in this top part of the triangle, right? That's all the fats and the sweets.
You're supposed to not have refined sugar, so that's like... Sure.
But
like,
then,
yeah, okay.
Throughout the entire rest of the pyramid, they just intersperse all the fat and sugars in all the other categories, too. So which is
it's
motherfucker?
Confusing. Yeah, it's
like, very
almost confusing.
Like they didn't know what they were doing.
And where's the pharaoh kept?
I'm not exactly sure.
Where's Saddam?
I don't know who came up with this, but this food pyramid shit was very pervasive throughout my, like, elementary and middle schooling,
yeah.
I think
BMI.
They had it everywhere. I think they, like, wanted... Like, because after, like, a few decades, they came out with, like, a less comprehensible, but, like, probably much more realistic food pyramid that was, like, okay, that looked, like, more normal, but you could tell, like, the first one was the very much, like...
The modern one...
The grain industry wants you to eat as much grains as possible.
The modern one is, like, a food tray.
Yeah, and that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty boring. Because
it's not, like, to eat healthy, it's actually much more simple than most people make it. You just eat a lot of protein and then some carbs and fat and don't eat processed foods.
That's I can't it. Do that.
I love processed
Me
foods.
Me neither. It's yeah. delicious, and I will never stop eating chips. So
Speaking
whatever.
Speaking of processed
Fuck
foods,
it.
So have you all been keeping up with Taco Bell?
No.
Yes.
I think that's what we have to do, because Taco Bell is like delivering what E3 used to.
What?
Know? Shit.
They have like a Taco Bell conference where they announce their new products and
what really
like that yeah this is like a thing that happened a couple weeks ago where they were like it's like announcing our new product line, this kind of cantina menu, we have empanadas now,
and I did
check
see
this out, check this out, it's a Mountain Dew Baja Blast key lime pie. Thank you, good night.
Crunchy quesadilla keynote.
And to follow it up, I looked at my Taco Bell app the other day, because nowadays Taco Bell is like the it's the closest fast food to me, pretty much. Uh-huh. So that's the one that I will look to. They have early access foods.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
can you pre-order?
Did he just let you lick it and then you have to put it back?
No. So you see, this new thing, it's called like a Cantina Chicken Taco or something. And, it's not on the menu in stores right now, but if you use the app, you're allowed to order it 3 days early.
Whoa.
And, wow.
They also have like a release timeline on the app of all the other Cantina products. So it's like, oh man, can't wait for the Cantina Chicken Bowl to come out on the 18th.
You know what? I bet it's working fucking fantastically. I bet that's
well. I mean, I wouldn't
that's
be aware
great.
Of it if it weren't for this. So, like, I don't know. Like where the Dorito Pope faltered, Doritos Locos has taken up the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So I got a grievance
you
related to talk about
like,
later.
You can think of it as like the schism of gaming, and it is split into the Video Game Awards and Taco Bell.
I don't know if I can trust Taco Bell after they took every good item off their menu right at the start of COVID. I don't know if I can, if they've regained my trust quite yet after that.
You don't
that.
Fuck with a chalupa?
They took away the loaded potato griller and my life was changed.
They also have lost the Baja Blast mandate.
That's true. They lost their exclusivity.
They have a pie now. They're gonna have a pie.
Ooh.
Right, but if you want Baja Blast night, you can just buy that at the supermarket. You don't have to go to Taco Bell anymore.
Oh well, the Lord giveth.
Yeah,
you know
but
what I'm saying?
Fountain drink hit different. You know,
fountain drink does hit different.
You can't sit here and tell me that fountain drink, canned and bottled soda all
important.
Hit different.
That's very important, actually. The fountain is very different, especially if there's a plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
No way.
It's true.
What the cup doesn't matter. Come
no,
on.
Absolutely. The method of delivery absolutely changes
no,
the vibe.
No, you're crazy.
I will say the microplastics probably add something.
Give a little spice to it.
It do hit different. It does hit different.
Flavorful.
So Troy, are you telling me that to you like a canned soda and a bottled soda are exactly the same?
To be honest, I can't remember the last time I've had like a bottled Dr. Pepper or anything.
Okay.
Mm.
But in my head, yeah, that it probably tastes the same. I do agree that something coming out of like a drink fountain can taste different, but that's because you're introducing variables there, right? Like how much syrup is left in the machine? Is it tuned?
How much black mold is in there?
Yeah. Is it cleaned?
But why is the container not a variable?
Because it doesn't impart any taste.
But
all right, best. It does matter. All right, best containers for sodas.
Plastic from cup from fountain.
From worst to best.
Oh, worst.
Okay.
Worst is bottle.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Really?
Bottle yeah. can be pretty.
I
bad,
like a
yeah.
bottle.
Bottle.
I like
and
the
then
form
can.
Factor.
Bottle's nice because you can reseal it, but like, it doesn't keep the temp. That's why canned is the best. Okay.
It maintains like a sickly flavor to it.
Mm. Okay. Sickly.
Okay. No, I agree with Log.
Okay. That's crazy. Yeah.
My order goes from bottle, from worst to best. Bottle,
yeah.
Can,
mm-hmm.
styrofoam cup.
What?
Okay, I haven't had it in styrofoam enough to know.
Plastic cup, glass bottle.
But what about paper cup?
Insane. Styrofoam above can? No.
I think my order would be worst. You got it right. The bottle, I think, is probably the worst. I think second worst is probably the can.
Yeah.
What?
And then after that is a regular drinking glass.
What?
And then... I disagree. I think that the... I think the glass bottle comes after that, and then the plastic cup, and the best is the styrofoam cup.
Whoa, damn.
That's I think the
styrofoam cup, I don't know about what it is. It gives you like a hometown flavor.
And
different.
And when you're done drinking it, you can punch out the bottom and wear it like a gauntlet.
Oh, I was going to say you could just take a bite out of it.
I always did that when I was a kid.
I believe it.
This is new territory. I've never heard of that.
Really? Every time I had a foam cup, I would punch out the bottom and then wear it like a bracer.
I think the problem with a foam cup is that whenever you're a kid, you just have the desire to start biting into the rim of the foam cup.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Just bite it.
That's too hard. Too hard to resist whenever you're 8 years old or whatever. See,
I'll be real. I'm 30 and I still want to bite a styrofoam cup.
I think for me, because I really don't think the taste is that different between the options. I think I'm going to go with, like, okay, I'm going to do mine backwards. Best tier, everything except for the bottom tier, which is pouring any soda out of its original container into a cup.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed. That's what I'm talking about with the drinking glass.
I think drinking glass is the worst.
Better than the bottle. And stuff,
no, bottle's better. Bottle's better.
Maybe I'm a freak, but I actually the Tide with fountain drink, like Tide with plastic cup from a soda fountain, filling a cup with giant pieces of ice. They have to be giant pieces of ice. Almost like you're fucking drinking whiskey and then filling up a cup with soda. That is nice.
I think the sound it makes, but I don't agree with drinking it.
No, I think pouring a soda from its original container into a cup is something that you should stop doing whenever you're old enough to like get your own drinks out of the fridge. That's something for your mom to do. That's something that happens at your sixth birthday party is your mom pours everybody a cup of Dr. Pepper.
Why are you as a single adult buying a 2 liter?
I like the ice
makes the soda really cold
and then melts.
When you pour it, it does add... Well, why are you drinking it so slow? When you pour it, it does, like, add that air... That some of the, like, the aerating quality that you get when you...
No, it takes away the carbonation.
Yeah, but then, you're wasting carbonation because you're diluting it with other bullshit.
I'll be real. I don't really like ice in soda. Like, I like a cold soda, obviously, but the ice just puts like a time limit on it.
I like the ice.
It's just going to get fucking watered down. That's the part that sucks dick. If they invented ice that just was cold, which I guess is just like
the plastic ice cubes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, they do make the. I mean, they make those for alcoholic beverages. They make these stones
the metal ones.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Using fucking whiskey stones.
Yeah. Why not?
Why
live with a lower quality of life when you could just go buy some whiskey stones or whatever they would be called?
While we're at it, let's use our pizza stone on our soda as well. Hot Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no.
Hey, did I mention I tried hot Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't think so.
I remember you talking about it.
Was it good? Did you put a little bit of lemon?
It was fucking awful.
Oh.
Sad.
You know how some people say Dr. Pepper tastes like medicine, and usually I'm like, no, it doesn't. It tastes great. It does if you make it hot. It tastes exclusively like cough syrup if you make it hot.
Did you put in the lemon?
Yeah.
You have to.
I got a bubble in it.
And a glass made of glass.
Yeah.
I love that era of, like marketing where it was just like every business judo where it's like, oh, we would sell more soda if we told people to drink it in the winter hot. Like, just
do whatever you can to make sales.
Yeah, attacking it from every angle.
Yeah, this is the good old days. Last time I was at my grandparents' house, my grandma had like some old magazines from certain moments in history. Like, she saved, I can't remember what magazine it was, but she saved an issue of a magazine that came out whenever JFK got killed. And so I looked through that, and it's like, you know, back in that era, you see the classic ads, the ads from the era where they would be talking about Hot Dr. Pepper, where it's like a full page with an essay about the fucking product.
Yeah.
It's telling you all sorts of things about why it's the best and why the cigarette is actually healthy for you.
Yeah, the full page of the smooth taste of Winston yummy cigarettes.
Yeah. I
did I tell you
I,
guys?
I think magazines I'm, more if there were more ads like that.
Did I tell you guys? I think I'm going to get addicted to cigarettes this year.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, I've been watching Columbo with my husband, and that guy makes smoking look so cool. I think I need to get into it.
Columbo does.
He smokes cigars, not cigarettes, but cigars are, like, expensive, so I don't think I can afford that
lifestyle.
Cigarettes
are fucking expensive, too, bro. Like,
the one level down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, real
just
talk.
A worse product.
If cigarettes weren't so expensive, I would probably smoke by now. But that shit is, Jesus. I know from growing up with my mother, who's, like, a really heavy smoker, like, that shit is fucking expensive. I'm never
I think it depends on how many.
Shit.
Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to smoke a pack a day or anything. Just maybe, like, one or two every hour.
That's how it starts.
then we'll move up from there. And look, it's not my fault. The 60s just made smoking look so fucking cool. Like, I get it now. Growing up in the 90s, like, we all of us here were kind of born into the start and then the peak of the anti-tobacco movement.
Their generation.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, in between the fact where everybody realized cigarettes are bad and when they invented vapes. When they invented vapes, it all went back downhill. But before that, it was extremely, like, you could not watch television on a kid's channel for longer than 90 minutes without seeing an anti-smoking anything pop up.
Yeah, and there'd always be, like, that dog that was speaking telepathically.
It was mad. Well, I think that one was about weed or something.
Yeah, that was about weed.
That weed.
I hate it when you smoke that weed.
Yeah, my dog's telling me. Everybody knows that I'm high on drugs. But here's the thing. You know, we grow up with those, so they actually did a pretty good job of instilling the idea that, like, oh, tobacco is bad. So growing up, I was always like, yeah, I don't get why people smoke. It doesn't make any sense. Now that I'm watching 60s television, I get it. I understand now why everybody got addicted to cigarettes. They make it look so cool.
It makes you feel good. It makes you look older, unless you're old, in which case it makes you look younger. It makes you feel good, and if you're ugly, it makes you hot, and if you're hot, it makes you even hotter.
Exactly.
And that's a wrap. We can publish it in this article right after the JFK autopsy.
The only good thing I can say for smoking is that a smoker's laugh is probably the most contagious laugh on earth.
That's a good point.
People tell me that a lot.
Yeah, it makes you more. It makes people want to be around you because the secondhand smoke is so.
Well, they want to be around you, but not near you because they can smell that shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, download that cigarette smoking simulator we came up with if you want to experience it. Don't do tobacco.
Cigarettes are bad. I'm making
a
joke for the comedy podcast. I am not going to get addicted to cigarettes.
And also,
maybe.
Like, and also, before I forget, this is an easy idea for people that listen to the podcast. Make your own tier list for the cups in which you can drink a soft drink from.
Oh,
that's
a
good idea.
Can number one, free. Can number one and crushed ice and a fountain drink or a soda fountain that has too much syrup in the bag.
Hey, yeah. I got a question.
When it's overbalanced and there's too much syrup.
About We talked about the go back a couple of times to before we talked about smoking, and you'll listen to me and Belb talk about like what the options are, and then order those options.
I have a question though.
Let us know.
Why is there not a resealable can?
There are.
Are there?
That probably exists. Yeah.
I've never seen a resealable can.
They're not too popular, but I've seen them for like larger cans, like energy drinks.
Where yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess there are the energy drink ones.
I mean, if I were to guess, it's probably just that the mechanism, manufacturing a mechanism to allow for a resealable can, is expensive and also not in demand. If you want a resealable drink, you just buy a bottle. Like.
Yeah, they have them.
No, but the bottle ruins the taste.
Okay, so if you want a resealable can, get yourself a metal drinky cup, little thermos action.
But then I'm pouring it out of the original container.
Just drink coffee instead.
I want a soda fountain where you can pick the level of carbonation, and I want to crank that shit up to max.
I agree, but only if you can pick the level of syrup as well. Because I want me a syrupy soda.
I don't even need that. It's okay if it has the normal amount of syrup, but I watched Dune Part 2, and I want a soda so carbonated, it makes me hallucinate.
Yeah, man.
What?
Now we're talking.
I never really judged the super water as a soda. You know,
the super
like you
water?
Look at that,
super
yeah, yeah.
Water.
In Dune, there's a super water that makes you like a genius that understands everything.
Yeah, they get out of a worm or some shit.
Yeah, so that to me, that just kind of looks like you're drinking aqua vitae or whatever, like just acid stuff that burns you up. So really, I think that like if you colored vodka or absinthe blue, you would probably get pretty close.
I'm so sad, Dune. Like, I wish movies had more cheesy tie-ins. Like, they have the popcorn bucket, but I wish they had a soda that was blue. was
wait for the next Avatar
for the like Dune tie-in. And like, oh, this soda will fuck you up, bro.
Better yet, a step further, THC soda.
Oh my god.
You ever had that for real though?
Yeah, I've tried it. It tasted horrible and it barely got me high.
Yuck.
Really? It was the opposite for me. You must have had a really shitty branded one. No, I mean it tasted like a regular ass soda and then it made me go to bed.
Yeah, I still have the can actually. Let me see what flavor it was.
Oh, it was in a can? Mine was in a glass bottle.
Oh, it was shit and fart
flavored.
All right,
the tier list comes back.
It was gummy bear flavored.
Ew, what the fuck? Yeah. No wonder, dumbass.
What does a gummy bear taste like?
But
a gummy bear just tastes
like
gummy.
But the can was so cute. It's so cute and colorful. I had to buy it.
Fool.
That's why I still have the can.
And that's why it's great for kids, too.
Yeah, just like me at age 7 in a Sam's Club.
I remember when I was a kid, I was at a New Year's Eve party, and they had this big glass container of what, to me, as an 8-year-old, looked like lemonade. But after I poured a glass and took a sip, I realized it was not lemonade.
It was Mike's Hard's lemonade.
No, it was, what was it? It was like some kind of weird champagne stuff that was like, it looked the exact color of yellow that lemonade looked, and it was just there where any kid could get it.
Nice.
I didn't.
Good thinking.
Because I don't even think I tasted it. I think I smelt it and I was like, that doesn't smell right. And I put the cup away.
Nice.
I was a genius child. I knew the dangers of drinking at a young age.
All right. Well, now it's time for a word from our sponsors. Let's see here.
We have sponsors?
Oreos. When? So good. So delicious. Better than Hydrox. You know, most people can only eat, like, a sleeve of the Oreos. That's why, according to Nabisco, they make for great mouse traps, all right? So you can use them for your mouse traps. You can feed them to birds. It's great for bird watching. If you take the cream from the Oreo, it makes for a great antiseptic as well, a salve. The sugars will help you heal faster.
Are you practicing your stand-up?
Since when do we have a sponsor? I don't think we. Where did you get
this
information from?
Dude, if they had like a sequel to Elf, where like Will Ferrell gets injured and a elf rubs the cream of an Oreo on the injury. that would like justify the sequel's existence. I think.
That would be the best scene. I it can't be Will Ferrell that gets injured though. It's like got to be somebody that he's with, and then he's like he's got his elf logic, and he's like, oh no, that guy got hurt. He got shot.
He's got a gunshot.
Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he like pulls out a sleeve of Oreos and starts opening them up and like and rubbing them on the gunshot wound, but he keeps getting distracted with like licking the cream off of the Oreo and he's like, "Dang it."
Plugs the gunshot with the Oreo cookie.
Yeah, yeah, someone
like a band-aid.
Someone gets stabbed and he puts a half an Oreo on the stab wound and then wraps to keep it in place he puts nerd's rope around it.
But then the twist is that does work, like it's actually effective.
Yeah.
And the guy that got shot is like, how did you know that? And Will Ferrell's like, I fought in the elf wars, I've seen combat, sir.
Nice.
I'm a veteran.
There's a reason nobody's on the South Pole.
Yeah.
fighting the giant bugs on the South Pole.
we were back at the North Pole. I was part of the 5th Platoon. We fought the Yeti invasion of 1786.
I don't remember if I brought this up on a stream. Well, no, we talked about it on a late night stream at some point, but I don't know if I talked about it in a podcast. Have you seen like the types of buildings that scientists hang out in the South Pole? Like,
yeah,
Antarctica, yeah. And stuff. They look like giant bugs. They're so funny. They're like just weird little setups that look like they have legs and sections and little eyes and everything. It's great.
Yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with the South Pole. I don't know if I'd be. I don't know if I'd have the mental fortitude to like live there, but I would like to visit if possible.
It seems like it's hard place to just visit.
Yeah.
You know,
you kind of got to stay there.
If you're getting ferried to the South Pole, you got to be there for at least a couple months.
Part of me thinks I could be one of those guys that like stays the winter there, where it's like, okay, the last plane has left the South Pole and like that's it. Like you're not going to see another new face. Nothing is going to come in or out for, like, 6 months.
Bro, you don't even want to go camping. You're not going to fucking survive the South Pole.
Well it's different because you're living in, like, a facility.
Yeah, if
you get to live in a bug, then...
Yeah, they have electricity and a cafeteria and a bathroom and internet.
There's a guy who makes, like, YouTube shorts and TikToks, and he works at the Antarctica, like, science facility.
Yeah, that guy is why I'm thinking about
what I think is funny is that they have like a store there, and it's just funny to think that like you can't escape capitalism even if you're at the South Pole, where there's like not really a reason to exchange currency between each other because you're all living in the same like several mile stretch. Like you're not what's the point of inventing currency down there?
That shit is dumb because it's like, bro, there's like 15 people here.
You're like if I want a sleeve of Oreos, like why do I have to pay you for the Oreos?
Because
like,
otherwise one guy is gonna take all of them.
Because otherwise if they don't force the Antarctica script on you, then you're gonna realize that money is bullshit.
Yeah. It's
well, okay,
fucking wake
well,
up, sheeple.
Exactly.
All you idiots in Antarctica, wake up and rise up against your respective country.
Wake up and smell the snow, dickheads.
Why haven't they done that? Why haven't all of the people that live in Antarctica like started a country of their own?
Yeah.
Don't wanna.
Who's gonna stop them? Like you're not gonna send an army down there, you know? Like
who's gonna send them more food if they become their own country?
They become pirates.
Yeah, pirating all the goes across the Antarctica.
You know that ocean that's the most deadly on Earth. Let's go ahead and just pirate through there.
That's cool.
Down there, it's a whole nother world. There's still like caravels and stuff down there. They can get by.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're barbarians down there. Yeah, they didn't progress.
There's still city-states and some ruins down there. They'll be fine.
I will say, thinking about it now, like, literally right now, I think I kind of get the point of the story, because it's like, you want as much normal, like, you're in such a weird situation. I would like the sense of normalcy of, like, oh, there is a store. I can go to a store and buy something. Like, no,
realistically,
it
it's to just
fuck me up.
It's to regulate how much of whatever supplies you have go to whoever, instead of you being forced to be, like, rationed a specific amount of whatever. You can have your pick, but within whatever your budget is.
Oh, this is insane. I'm looking this up now. There is like one ATM in Antarctica that Wells Fargo runs.
Nice.
There is one ATM in Antarctica, which is just really funny to think about. Like, how does that work? Do they have to set, does one Wells Fargo employee get sent to Antarctica to like collect and refill the cash reserves there? How does that work?
I mean, you know what this means, right? There's one ATM in Antarctica. We gotta steal it.
The biggest heist of all time.
Do you think that whoever got that set up got like a reward, got a promotion? It's like, good job. You got us the Antarctica spot.
the highly sought after.
Because like,
well, no other banks are there.
It's simultaneously like a monopoly. But
it is.
Also
it's a
like
monopoly.
It's also like worthless because there's probably 10 people there.
Yeah, but it probably looks really good on their gay little quarterly reports or whatever the fuck. Profits from Antarctica, 100% us. Chase, they're not there. Bank of America, they're not there. Just us.
Yeah, we got $12 from it. Left here.
Profit. Easy.
I don't know. It's just that there's a weird sense of like, I don't know. Part of it is like it's like a frontier. Part of it is like it was just cool. It's just cool to live
literally
in like a base. It's the closest you would have to like living on a spaceship, but like not in space.
What about an underwater base?
I would not do that. Are you insane?
Nah, fuck that. Fuck
yeah,
that.
The ocean is scary. We're not supposed to be down there.
Name me one story about one singular fictional story about people living in an underwater anything and it not going bad immediately.
SeaLab 2021.
Yeah, that one's not good. Have you seen it recently? It hasn't aged well.
No, I have not.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It was early days.
I think it's a cool idea because all of the stories are, like, the stories are never about, like, the glass dome cracking and the flooding. It's always about somebody found a slug with mutant powers and it all went to hell.
It's always about that, or, like, Ayn Rand shows up and just starts mind-controlling people or
whatever.
Yeah,
the place is always fine until something else fucks it up.
So the moral of the story is living underwater is great, but watch out.
Yeah,
I mean that's kind of like anywhere on Earth.
Living underwater
is great,
but Atlas Shrugged is not a good framework for running your underwater commune.
Yeah.
Now, a word from our listeners, sponsored by Nabisco. You know,
we are
not sponsored by Nabisco. No,
you know, you could eat Nutter Butters instead of real peanuts. They've taken all the essence of the peanut and put it between a cracker. And just like real peanuts, you could use them in your baked goods instead of regular peanuts. Their weight, and they've already got sugar in there. So basically, if you bake with Nutter Butters, you don't have to bake with peanuts. You could eat Nutter Butters instead of peanuts. And it does help reduce wrinkles if you spread the filling of the Nutter Butter on your face. You could also wipe your ass with them.
Great.
That's an idea.
I don't.
That was like the most Bostonian I've heard you in a very long time.
Am I getting money from this? Like, I don't think we have a sponsorship.
Just ideas. Anyway,
it's just an idea.
Just an idea.
Anyway, if you want to send us an email, sponsored by who did I say? Nutter Butter? Whatever.
Don't bother.
If you want to send us an email, send your emails to podcast@radiotv.solutions. That's podcast@radiotv.solutions, like these fine folks have. Our first email is from, they want to be known as the Rust Belt Rat.
Dope.
Dear RTVS crew, I work at a large chain retail store in the Midwest. And with it being a small town grocery store, we were pretty relaxed on less than serious rules. If we found money on the ground, $5 and upwards, we would sign a piece of paper claiming it, and after 2 weeks were up, it would be ours if it went unclaimed. I found a $5 bill and did the above stated process, and on the 13th day of waiting to get this $5, the policy changed. Now, any money found on the ground, regardless of amount, should go to the store deposit box for future use by the store. Needless to say, I was pretty fucking miffed. Since then, I have vowed that any money I find on the ground is mine for the taking, and this proved to be my greedy, pus-filled heart joy. This proved to do my greedy, pus-filled heart joy when I found a $100 bill on the ground near my workstation.
Yep, cool.
Needless to say, I am $100 richer and continue so greed in every step of my wake. Nice.
Yep, no,
yeah, that's dumb.
I had the same thing happen with me, where if you found money, you were supposed to report it. And if it was a small amount of money, I would be like, hey, yeah, I found this, whatever, you know, I don't care. I also found a hundo on the ground, and I can guarantee you nobody ever heard a word from me.
Yeah, that it's just such, like, corpo, like, vampire bullshit, man. It's like when I worked at Sonic, right, all the car hops. If you got a tip, you had to, like, report how many tips you got and how much you got in tips. And there was, like, a maximum. And they would start, like, taking it from you. And it's like, well, what the fuck is that? The tip is for me, not you, dickhead.
Yeah, get
back off. Yeah, like, fuck that. Keep the money. You got it right, Rust Belt Rat. Keep it up.
If the money went into your hand and nobody else's, it's yours. I don't give a shit. It's as easy as that. If that money was given to you or you picked it up.
And that's why, here's a fun little trick that you can play. If you see anybody walking around your store and you notice maybe their wallet is sticking out of their back pocket, if you run up and, like, slap it out of their pocket and it falls on the ground, then it's yours because you found it.
Yeah.
This is my wallet now.
But you can't do it with your skin. You can't do it with your skin because then that's like grabbing the hip in, like, flag football. You know, you can't do that. You have to, like, use an implement.
You want to twist up a towel.
Or, like a spatula.
Spank them.
You have to get your trusty lasso.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the Midwest. You've got those kinds of skills.
Yeah, also it's the
Saddle
Midwest.
Up.
It's like, yeah. There's no rules out here. It sucks.
I've never run into a situation where I was at work and I found money on the ground, but I had a similar-ish situation happen to me at my house. Where one time we just, like, had a delivery. We didn't order anything. It was an entire cookware set from, like, Kohl's or something. It was, like, you know, pots and pans in a big box. And me and my husband were like, we didn't order this. We don't know what to do with this. Are we supposed to keep it? Or so we like, called the store that it came from. And we were like, yeah, I think you delivered this to the wrong house. It's not ours. Can you, like, come and get it? And they told us, they were like, well, we're not going to come and get it, but you can take it back to us. Like, you can put it in your car and drive it back to the store. And so
you can get fucked.
We were just like, no, no. And then we just kept it. Because it's like,
yeah.
At that point, you're just giving me a chore to do. I'm not going to go bring these pots and pans back to you. You're
yeah,
the one
you
who
it
delivered
so bad,
it wrong.
It.
Yeah, uh-huh. If you're not going to come, like, I wasn't going to keep them. I was like, oh, it sucks. Somebody doesn't have their pots and pans now. But If you're not going to even make the effort to send a truck to my house, yeah, they'll get it anyway.
They're getting a second copy of the pots and pans.
Yeah, if anything, it's more like they just gifted me a free set of pots and pans.
Yeah, basically.
So that was pretty dope, actually.
Well,
just
lucky
overall.
You.
Yeah, I don't. There is a certain phenomena of like somehow people that absolutely don't live at your house will get stuff sent to your house.
And yeah,
you check the address and it is for your house, but this is somebody that definitely didn't live here and didn't live here before. So
I get that all the fucking time.
You messed up super bad.
Maybe this is a, you know, now that I think about it, maybe this is a good way to just like spread an extra little bit of happiness throughout your neighborhood. Maybe you can start ordering things incorrectly, right? So that it arrives at the wrong house and then you complain that it didn't come to your house and then they'll send you another one for free. But you just also basically gifted that item to somebody else in your neighborhood. You know?
Mm-hmm. Like a Robin Hood kind
yeah,
of situation.
If we got everybody on the block to order a cookware set for their neighbor, we'd be swimming in cookware.
Then everybody would have two sets of cookware now.
This is a realest plan I've ever heard.
I'm kind of introducing the concept of, you know, like paying it forward at a drive through, except you also get your food paid for.
Yeah.
You know? You get extra and you get what you ordered and somebody else just gets their food for free kind mm-hmm. of thing, you know?
And it's just a thought. Cycle, and we just keep driving around forever. Oh, what's this? It's time for Bob's
with you people.
This one is titled, okay, I'm gonna warn you. This email, I love it. It's great. It is gross. So
okay.
If you don't want to hear about poop, and I mean it, I read this email ahead of time. If you don't want to hear about poop, I'll say skip ahead.
Great.
Skip ahead like 2 minutes.
Great email.
Probably longer than that.
This one comes from Frog with 2 G's.
I think you should strategize to where exactly 2 minutes from now you're saying the word shit.
This email comes to us from a resident of Carpet Hell. That's how they've addressed. That's
okay.
That's what they've said. Hello, RTVS Solutions. I have a grievance of notable proportion that is a little gross. For the past year, my roommate and I have been letting a friend of a friend stay with us. Let's call her Tiffany. Tiffany does at least 3 enemas a day.
Hello?
Brother. How do you know that?
Because of an anti-vax conspiracy.
Oh,
what the
no.
fuck?
Oh, how do you get connected to these
yeah,
people?
Yeah, but...
And was staying in a spare room. She moved out just a few days ago, but did not warn us about the disturbing
no.
amount of fecal matter soaked into the carpet over the course of a year.
Wait!
What do you mean?
Wait,
I don't...
Wait, they weren't doing it in the toilet?
Apparently, her enema tube would burst on multiple occasions, and she never told us.
A tube?
Okay.
Well,
wow.
I mean, you gotta have a tube, right? Otherwise,
maybe I don't understand exactly what... But I thought that's what
that's
it was.
Yeah, that's what... Jesus Christ.
We are currently in the process of replacing the carpet, and it's just as bad as... bad down there as you'd expect. Also, shout out to my girlfriend for encouraging me to send this in. That doesn't. Like, hey, shout out on this poopy mail.
More like shout out.
At that point, you're like, you can take the person to court if they do something like that.
Yeah, I think if I was a judge or a jury, this would be a pretty open and shut case. It's like, yeah, you pooped on the ground. That you can't do that. You got to pay them something.
You pooped all over the floor.
I think if you took this to court, I think the small claims judge would look at it as like, are you sure you don't want to take this to TV?
Yeah, this is a Judge Judy case.
Yeah,
for
you
sure.
Judge Judy, not me.
You don't want to have an episode for yourself?
Yeah, this is kind of insane. And you're right. They should be paying you because you can't poo poo caca all over someone's fucking carpet.
Take them to
just
Jerry.
Be like, well, thank you all for your hospitality. Thank you for letting me be your roommate for a year. I'm out. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. You shit all over the place.
So I'm wondering, was the enema thing like something that was known about, and then like, or was it something that they
knows,
or was this like more sinister? Like they mentioned it towards the end of their time here. And it's like, what? Oh well, I've never seen any equipment, but you're doing it in the bathroom, right?
Bye.
Oh no.
Did you say it was 3 a day?
Yes, the email said at least 3 a day.
I feel like if you're doing that and you don't like have a pre-existing medical condition which would require it, wouldn't that fuck you up? Like, wouldn't you give yourself some kind of poop-related disorder?
On. Wait a minute. An anti-vaxxer fucking their own body up thinking
I'm not saying it's unheard of to happen. I'm asking what happens to the human body if you needlessly give yourself 10,000% more enemas than you should
have
in your life.
Genuinely, here's what happens. One, you destroy the gut flora. Two, you destroy the lining in your intestines. Three, you cause massive irritation through the entire colon.
And you ruin your root chakra.
And four,
forever.
You shit all over the floor.
I just feel like this person, I don't know how old they are, but I think they're just going to be in diapers forever. Like, right? Like, that's the only outcome.
I think the COVID thing
COVID.
Was an excuse. I gotta be real. I think the COVID thing was an excuse.
They were just into that.
They would rather look like a COVID weirdo than a fetishist, you know?
Maybe they were just getting it hit from the back constantly.
Yeah.
So
I can't rule it out.
So hard that it leaves poop stains on the floor.
Well, no, I mean, no, the point of the enema is so that it's that, you know.
Oh, I thought I was with what Log was.
No. You've misunderstood.
No. Jesus
Christ. 2 minutes definitely wasn't enough time.
No, that's sorry. Sorry, guys.
Maybe they just.
I'm waving now. It's
know,
over.
Maybe why not?
It's
why,
not
why
over.
Not, why am I make? Why not make another? Why not make another leap? What if they just liked pooping on the floor? That's the just an excuse.
An elaborate backstory to justify it.
Oh yeah, no. Oh no, I don't like this. It's COVID.
That's just what Tim Robinson is doing to people.
Yeah. Are you sure you weren't in a sketch? Maybe you were in a comedy sketch and you didn't realize. Maybe
yeah,
it was a
some
joke.
Nathan Fielder shit. Like, are you sure that white boy wasn't, like, hiding around somewhere around a corner?
No. Nathan Fielder is a different kind of flavor. He's like the styrofoam cup. And then Tim Robinson is like the shit-stained cup.
All right. Yeah. I gotta say, though, I don't know if I would qualify this as a grievance. I think this is a legitimate issue.
Yeah, this is an upgrade.
Yeah,
this
than
is
a
this is
this
like
is a lawsuit. You should take this person to court.
It is not a grievance if it was like, yeah, I was involved in a hit and run. He ran over both my feet and then drove away. Like, that's not a grievance. That you gotta go to the
that's
courthouse.
A legitimate concern.
You gotta. There
I
needs to be justice.
My mother shot me, and then an elf came up and started rubbing Oreos on my roof.
Yeah, that's an upgrade from a grievance for sure.
Who does have a grievance, though?
I don't want to bring mine up compared to that.
Well, I have some. I think we need some palate cleanser, yeah. Like lower level grievances. I have a grievance.
Yeah, I do too.
Here's my grievance. There's something wrong with the wiring of my house, and it makes the light bulbs in my living room burn out way too fast.
It's really annoying
because I have to bring a ladder inside and replace them, and it happens, and the light bulbs go out like once every like 2 or 3 months, which sounds like a long time, but light bulbs are supposed to last way longer than that.
You look on the package and it's like,
yeah, this light bulb's supposed to last like 3 years, and I'm getting 3 months out of it maximum.
Light bulbs are like, isn't it kind of crazy how like light bulbs used to burn out like crazy fast, and now they've changed it so that like
it's because they're not incandescent anymore.
Yeah, they've changed the old light bulbs now so that they're like at least a year, like minimum. You know?
Yeah, it turns out an LED lasts a lot longer than a piece of metal that gets hot.
The technology is
massive.
The
light bulbs are massive.
You know, you might want to contact an electrician. You can't assume that your house is wired right. I have a friend who bought an apartment, and their wiring was also all fucked up. Apparently,
yeah, you never know.
So I've never heard about that. That like the wiring makes the light bulbs go out. Faster,
just a higher current going through than it's supposed to. That's, yeah. I can believe it. My grievance is less impactful. I just don't like Taco Bell's app.
Yeah, no good.
I think they have like the shittiest app.
It's pretty average to me.
Sneak peeks?
You don't get any coupons. The little bit of rewards they give you is like, I don't know, like a plain taco once a day at max. Maybe a medium drink. Oh, it's like, well, they dog
do
shit.
They do let you buy a season pass.
Yeah, but what? the season pass, you can only get a chance to buy it like the first day of the month.
Why do you need a season pass to Taco Bell?
You get like a free taco every day for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's not that bad, but I don't think I want to eat at Taco Bell every day.
If you just need like a quick thing, like on your way to work or something, fuck it.
I guess.
If it was my favorite order, which is chicken chalupa, extra chicken, potato, and onion, then I would absolutely do that. 100%.
You're customizing.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have, do they have the fucking, like, sound design that comes with video games and battle passes, like, when you redeem it, does it make a satisfying sound?
a little magic explosion sound.
Yeah, is there like a progression path that like levels up as you go?
It does make the Taco Bell ding.
It does do that.
That's kind of funny.
It does do that, yes. But no, they got the old Call of Duty level up themes. Heavy metal guitars come in over your phone speakers. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah.
Animated frame.
Something related is Burger King's app, which... pretty good. It's pretty good. But they had a really good deal. It was like their duo deal. You'd get like two Whopper Juniors, two small fries, two small drinks, and it was like $10. Pretty good deal. That's meal. And they fucking got rid of it after a month.
Of course.
They got you in because they were there. They were there to sink their
hooks.
Oh,
they got me in, but
you.
They don't have it. Now I'm not fucking going there anymore because they got rid of the deal that was worth going there for.
Speaking of the Burger King app, have you seen the like $1 million Whopper thing they're doing where you can punch in, like ChatGPT prompts. You say like, I want tires. I want salmiakki. I want lutefisk, you know, and then it AI generates a burger. That's a thing that they have going on their app as of recently.
Do you get it? Like, you get to buy it?
No, you get your contest tire
burger, Trog.
They try to stop you from putting non-food shit on there, but you can absolutely put non-food shit on there. Let me see if I have a screenshot of it. Hang on. I might have a screenshot.
Why is it $1 million?
Because if your burger gets chosen, you win $1 million, presumably.
Yeah. Because they're going to then put it in all their stores and make $1 billion instead.
Waste my time.
Hang on, I gotta find the pit.
What? So what that sounds like to me is it sounds like they have this thing to get you to think about Burger King, and they already are making a burger that tastes good in a test kitchen, and they'll say someone came up with it, and then
yeah, their story. Here, check this out. I sent a picture. The first one is the preview of all the prompts that I used. Escargot, fudge, guacamole, daikon radish, shrooms, salmiakki, mammy, kebab, and beef patty. And then the second is a pic of what it gave
me. Is escargot green?
Why is it green?
Yeah, why is it green?
Oh, it blended up.
God only knows what they're going for on this pic.
Well, maybe the escargot is not the top layer.
I don't understand what the contest part of this is.
Make the best burger.
Tastiest burger, they'll make it real and put it on their stores. And
okay, so
really
it's just bullshit because like that, it's like subjective.
Said, correct.
Well, like I said, what that really means is that in a test kitchen somewhere, they already have a chef trying to figure out a good flavor combination.
Yeah,
and then they'll say someone won $1 million, and no one wins $1 million.
Well, it was someone's relative or a CEO that won $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, I think nobody should think about Burger King ever again.
No, Burger King sucks.
Yeah,
worst, probably the worst fast food.
I've warmed up a little bit to them. I honestly do think their burgers taste better than McDonald's, but the cost,
that is not a high bar to clear, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing, and the cost does not justify it generally. That's why I like the Duo, was because it was a good cost to taste ratio.
I have a grievance.
Mm-hmm.
What else is new?
At the start of this podcast, I cracked open a soda before we even started recording because I didn't want the to open up.
Stupid.
That's mean. What's wrong
that
with
was,
you?
Yeah, that was
why,
rude.
Why don't you want the crack?
It's a pretty good sound of it.
I didn't want it on the recording.
Why
but
not?
Anyway,
everyone wants to hear
at
that.
At the very beginning of the podcast, literally right after we started recording, I spilled a little bit of it on my crotch. I've been sitting here, but I didn't want to interrupt the episode, so I didn't want to get up. And I mean, it's dry now, but I've just been dealing with it, and that's my grievance.
You should have sucked it out of your pants to impress all the ladies.
Damn.
My grievance is that there's a Magic the Gathering event this weekend. And I've gone to it the past 2 years, but today I didn't have time to enter any events because we had the podcast.
Well, hey,
well, you didn't have to.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to be here.
I can't not be here. I missed the last month.
Is that why you said waste of time a minute ago?
No.
You sick of this?
No, I said waste of time because we were looking at AI generated burgers.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Hey, I got a question for you Magic players, actually.
What's up?
Twice in a row, I was in a like a card shop recently, and I overheard Magic players and even like the collectors, like the card sellers, bitching that there was like some new set that nobody could get except people who pre-ordered online. Do you know what that was about?
That just sounds like product shortages.
Like Magic the Gathering.
Product shortages are a thing that can happen from store to store. It might have just been a thing for your store.
No, because I said it was multiple stores.
Oh, well.
Well, it's just, like, recently, there's been nothing that's come out that's been, like, highly sought after.
Yeah, there's nothing in demand as of late because they're just putting out
nobody,
a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, nobody's going crazy over this
new set. You don't want Ezio Auditore or whatever?
All right, maybe it's some stupid shit like... Maybe they're the only Lorcana players on Earth.
Or they were talking about the new One Piece set that released.
Oh, maybe it was One Piece. It could have been One Piece, actually.
One Piece is a problem. So today is March 16th. Yesterday, a new set of One Piece came out, officially. I had known about it earlier this week. And so after work yesterday, I went to the store near me to get it. Because I knew they carried One Piece. It's just they never had any in stock. So I went there, you know, maybe a little bit after 5, and you know what I see? They have no packs left. They have two double packs. A double pack is a little box with two packs in it for some reason. They were selling it for 150% markup.
Damn.
Fuck that.
I thought you were going to say $150. I was like, holy shit.
No. So naturally can't do anything there. I go to the other store I'm aware of. They have stuff available because they put a cap on how much people could buy. I got the last 6 packs in the store.
Nice.
And I'm saying, like, this is set 6 for one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
And they still haven't figured this out.
Is it like a supply? Like, stores just aren't getting enough?
Yeah, they are not getting, they're barely getting anything.
That's crazy. Where do you put, like, how do you play the game then? Like, where are the cards coming from?
I don't know.
Okay, so if it was the One Piece cards that the store owners were talking about, I did, because one of the things I overheard them saying was like, yeah, if they don't sort this out, this card game's going to die.
Yeah,
I can believe
probably,
it. I mean, how do you play it if
that's
you
probably
got
true.
No cards?
Like, I don't really play the game. Like, I just have like these two pre-constructed decks that I just like put stuff into, and then I give one to my friend and we play that way. And that's
doing
pretty
it. Oh, you're doing it like eighth grader style.
Yeah, I'm doing it eighth grader style because like actually seeking out and like getting the stuff for competitive play, like that's that's miserable. You can't even get the packs.
There is a store near me that has like a shitload of loose cards, but I guarantee it's all trash.
Yeah.
You never know.
It's like 15 cents per card.
So yeah, my grievances are card game related lately. However, there's a silver lining. So 6 packs for about $30. Opened them up, and I think one of the things I got was the alternate art Vinsmoke Reiju.
Nice.
So with factoring in the waifu tax, that card amounts to about $50.
Ooh. Nice,
so
not bad.
Nice.
Worth more than the total purchase. I think I did a good job.
Do you think you'll sell it or you'll keep it?
Selling stuff is so hard.
It's really a pain in the dick.
Just keep stuff.
And when you sell it to the store, they only give you like half. It's like, all
right. Right, well, yeah. Right.
But other thing that happened today, I wasn't able to play any events, but I still went to the tournament today because there's other stuff there. There's like artists, vendors, so on and so forth. Now I have a autographed Murktide Regent by the artist himself, Lucas Graciano.
Wow.
Graciano. And what else is he had a binder filled with artist proofs. The way Magic the Gathering works is they send artist proofs to the people that draw the cards. And it is basically the Magic card, except they don't have the back on them. So only the artist gets them. And so they're cool. They're collector's items. I got 2 artist proof Blood Tithe Harvesters.
Nice.
A classic card, a beloved card. More expensive than they really should be, I think, but you know, artists gotta eat. So I got those now, and I can look at those anytime I want. Looked in a little box of bulk cards, and what do I find? A Muon Volley Ooze.
Nice.
If you don't know what Muon Volley Ooze is, I ask you to look up Muon Volley Ooze.
You might have to spell that for people.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, MWONVULI, and then Ooze. So this is basically the best combination of art and flavor text in all of Magic the Gathering. And this is the first time I've seen it in person. So I got a hold of that. And also the classic, just the most impressive beast mode, epic style card you can imagine, Flying Men. I also implore you to look up Flying Men and see just how impressive and overwhelming this card is. So I saw 2 of those back to back and I had to have them. So I got that. I also got some stuff that's like actually good, but that's not really worth talking about.
This Ooze card, I'm a very casual Magic the Gathering player. This Ooze card is like the worst card ever printed, right? This reads like maybe one of the worst cards I've ever seen.
It's fucking bad. A lot of cards.
It's really
bad. But like, I can't get over it. Every time I look at it, I can't get over it.
It's a really good art.
I think all of you listeners should look at it and just see where I'm coming from. Okay, that's my card game talk. We can resume normalcy.
Any other grievances, last minute grievances?
I mean, I won't go as in depth as Log, but my current grievance right now is also card game related, and it's that Magic fucking sucks right now. Hasbro needs to get their nasty corporate fucking hands off of everything. Fallout set, garbage. Right, Assassin's Creed, garbage. Cowboy set, it's looking kind of stinky. Detective set, garbage.
I'm sad that they're coming out with that furry set, and I think that's going to get me to at least try Draft.
We'll see. We'll see if that one's good.
On Arena.
Drafting's always fun.
Yeah. Like, the sets might suck, like, flavor-wise and art-wise and shit like that, but it's still the same old game that you love.
They need to draw from a well of new inspiration. Might I suggest looking at what trance DJs are getting up to and see where you can go from there with Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea.
Everywhere I look, it's always just like two men with shaved heads, and I look away from the set for a second, then I look back at the video feed and they have their shirts off.
Nice.
Oh, see, I thought this is we're veering off in another direction, but I thought you were going to bring up, have you seen these videos of these like electronic acts at some kind of giant festival? I keep getting recommended these videos on like YouTube shorts, and it's always, you know, a guy with a DJ turntable set up, and behind him is like a giant IMAX level screen, and that's like where they show the visuals, right? And the visuals are always really scary. It's like a robot that is trapped inside of the IMAX screen and is like struggling to get out. I don't know how to explain this anymore, but all it makes me think of is like,
is this also like the same thing where they had like a dark Shrek?
It's kind of like that. Yes, it's kind of like that, except that's like, it's like, oh, it's Shrek. This is supposed to be like kind of funny. This one just seems like it's trying to scare people, which I feel like at an electronic show, there'd be a lot of people that would be very high on drugs.
be on acid.
And being like on acid or shrooms or whatever, and seeing like an angry android smashing his fists into a screen trying to escape and jump out and kill you would be like maybe a life-changing experience for the worst.
Nah, fuck that. That's awesome. I want that to happen.
I'll try and find an example of this.
I mean, anytime you're taking that kind of thing, you're accepting that kind of risk that you could have a fucking terrible time.
Yeah, it just seems like it's specifically designed to freak people the fuck out. Like, it would freak me out, and I don't do those drugs.
They know what they're getting into. They know. It's true. They know it's like, oh my god, the visuals are gonna be insane. Also, nothing's gonna be worse. Like, not even joking, nothing could be worse than like a live... Do you know what that is? It's like... There is something called live coding where they have visuals and then they like edit the code for the visuals live. I think if I was told, hey, let's go to a show, and I walked in and I saw JavaScript on the projector, I'd walk back out.
All right, do we have any more grievances?
Gert?
The only other
grievance was the Burger King.
I had multiple. I've got a lot of problems, dude. And you're going to hear about them.
Well, one grievance per person.
You never said that. That's bullshit.
Rolling. What? We got to move. We got to get a move on.
All right, my grievance. My grievance.
Balp has too many rules.
My next grievance is Balp never told me that it was one grievance per person.
Anyway, people are not listening to us, guys. No. People are still listening to our podcast in dangerous situations.
Uh-oh.
This is from Typhra. I hope I'm saying that right. But they say, hi, RTVS. Last episode, you asked if we had ever gotten into a dangerous situation from laughing, and I have one that happens to involve your podcast. I was in the middle... It was the middle of winter when the sun sets early and there's snow everywhere. I had to make a drive that would take about an hour, so I figured that drive would be the best time to start listening to the Where Do We Begin podcast. Needless to say, I was laughing so hard and with reduced visibility and bad road conditions, I was sliding a good bit on the ice. I had to force myself to pull over and wait until I was done dying from laughter before continuing the drive. I made a resolution to not listen to the podcast while driving after that. Thank you, RTVS.
Oh, why stop there? Just turn it off. Just turn us off.
Question mark? But really, you all crack me up. Love your stuff. Thank you. Again, yeah, don't... Very dangerous to listen to our podcast, apparently.
There are certain things you don't want to listen to while driving in certain conditions. You don't... Unless you are, like, really willing to take the chance, you don't listen to, like, a really funny podcast or something in, like, inclement weather like that, because you're going to lose control.
Or the Red Line soundtrack. Don't listen to that either, because you will go too fast.
Don't listen to anything that goes too hard.
No, literally, I was about to say, don't listen to, like, Initial D-type music while on the highway, because you will end up at 120 miles an hour without realizing.
Turn the rave music down when you're in the school zone.
I'm sorry I hit that child, officer. This shit just goes too hard.
At this point, I'll say our podcast has the same warning on it as those, like, harsh medications do. Yeah, don't do it. Don't listen if you're operating heavy machinery. Don't listen if you're behind...
Pregnant?
Don't listen if you're pregnant.
Do not listen to this podcast while also having grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
That will cause a reaction.
Or alcohol.
Or yeast.
Yeah.
Our podcast, hey, you know what? That's such a great thing to say. Like, our podcast is so funny, it's like a drug.
It might hurt yourself.
Yeah, yeah, like, be careful the setting. Yeah, no pregnancy, no doing it behind a car. You gotta just sit in your living room, be safe, have someone who's sober, get someone who doesn't think we're funny.
So they can keep you in check.
Yeah.
Wow, you're really laughing at this? This is some really lowbrow shit, dude.
Make sure there's somebody around that has an EpiPen and some activated charcoal around.
We should have a warning at the start of every episode, like a Surgeon's General warning about
honestly,
listening to the podcast.
Honestly,
this podcast causes lung cancer.
I think this year
from laughing too hard.
I think this year I do want to, like, because I, you know, we got the new Bulb's Grievances theme. I think this year I want to, like, spruce up our podcast a bit, and I think that's how. I think we should just, like, keep adding
warnings.
Well, no, we should keep, like, adding, like, change up the themes, add little, like, get a thing for the, you know, this and that. I do like the idea. I do like the idea of, like, right after the podcast intro, or maybe before everything else, there is, like, a warning for a warning about how dangerously funny our podcast is.
Warning, this podcast will fuck you up. And then there's, like, three big explosion sounds.
Can I go eat dinner?
No.
No?
Not yet.
It's
not
been an
yet.
Hour and a half.
Not yet. Not yet. Well, okay. Tell us what your delicious food you're going
to
have.
Huh? I don't know. I need to figure it out.
I think you're going to have carbonara.
You have my permission to... Go ask Trevor what's for dinner. Come back, tell us. And we're not.
That's too much work. I'm not getting all the way out of my chair and walking downstairs and coming back.
He's excusing you from the podcast. Right. Like,
take the Trevor pass and leave the classroom.
No, I'm not. That's not gonna happen.
Why don't you guys just go pre-order some of those empanadas?
Nice.
I'm trying to. Shut up.
It's not even one of the early access foods.
Damn, you sure got me.
Yeah, I got you good, boy.
So is this the outro?
I don't know. Balp said it's not, so I guess we're going to keep going.
Is this where we end?
Email? Is that what's up?
Yeah, is there another one you
want
to do?
Maestro, conduct us.
Well, see, goddammit.
What?
You put me in a pickle.
What do you mean? I thought we were going to end the episode, and you're like, no, we're not going to end the episode. I would assume that means that you have something else to talk about.
Yeah.
No, we're going to just sit here and think.
Not if you're hungry.
What is that? It's like...
I don't want my friend to be hungry.
It's not that bad. Okay, but here, do you understand the logic, though?
Yeah, dude.
My friend's hungry.
Oh, that was the podcast. Thanks for listening. 5 if you'd PM. Like to email us.
What's the email address?
My friend is so hungry.
It's podcast@radiotv.solutions.
Did we do a question?
Did we do one? We did several.
No, I mean,
oh, like, you mean like ask them a question?
My friend is so hungry.
Oh,
he's
the
so
question,
hungry.
It's not a question. It's we need you to come up with tier lists of your beverage vessels.
Can number 1.
And send them.
Wait.
I guess send
anybody,
them to the podcast?
Did anybody respond to the last task we gave them?
Channel. No, no one did.
Oh, you guys suck.
Fuck you guys. Wait, what the hell?
It's because I wasn't there.
Oh, man.
Slackers.
Spaghetti.
You know what?
He's so hungry. Eat a burger.
Well, I think Balp's not going to stop doing this bit until we stop recording, so I think we have to turn it off.
There's nothing left.
We're done.
Thanks for listening.
The little audio thing whenever I just spoke with like a fish.
Thank you.